Joining me now in the studio is Jackie Hendry. She has just stopped listening to the governor's press conference, and there's even more news.
Much more news. Top of the list, we do have one new confirmed case of COVID-19 in South Dakota. This one is a male in the 30 to 39 years of age category. This one in McCook County. Positive news, this is not a community spread situation. All cases, all confirmed cases so far are in patients who have traveled outside of South Dakota at some point recently. So no community spread. That's the positive news. Mm-hmm. However, in additional news, the governor has declared a state of emergency for South Dakota.
Okay.
That means it does not mean to panic. It does not mean anything other than this enables a little more expediency in certain procedures. However, the governor has announced she is mandating that all K-12 schools close next week in the state. That covers public schools. She is also encouraging all private schools to close. The idea being that the schools can use that extra time next week to do a deep cleaning of their facilities. She is also requesting that all state employees, all non-essential state employees, work remotely in the next week. Chief Justice of the South Dakota Supreme Court, Justice Gilbertson, has also issued a state of judicial emergency. I don't have the complete explanation of that in front of me, but
I read that
also happens.
I read that document,
yeah.
And really it is they're going to develop a plan for whether or not they cancel, but this is like the first step that needs to happen.
Great.
In whether or not court sessions are canceled, but that's in consultation with the Chief Justice.
Great, yes,
so
thank you for that.
Setting up those guidelines.
Yes, so those guidelines are out. And speaking of guidelines, Department of Health Secretary Kim Malsom-Reisden discussed receiving new guidelines from the CDC as of last night. Up until now, all COVID-19 testing has been kind of two prongs. So each individual needs two different kinds of tests. The CDC is now offering guidelines of one kind of test, which the governor says effectively doubles their capacity for testing. So that is new as of the last 24 hours. Secretary Malsom-Reisden also saying that up until now, testing has been through the state lab. Now there is one commercial health system also using testing now. She didn't name the system during the presser, but so capacity for testing has enlarged, according to the governor's office, by the CDC allowing that one-factor test instead of two.
Okay. So lots unfolding, and I'm going to let you get back to it so you can update all of our newscasts in a comprehensive way. But thank you for coming on and sharing the latest. Again, the governor has one new case tested positive in South Dakota, and the governor is asking all schools to close next week to do a deep clean, to separate kids for a while, and hopefully we'll come back.
Yep, that's the plan.
Okay. Jackie Hendry, thank you so very much for coming on and giving us the update.
Thanks, Kara.